Okay, we'll pick it up in the middle of Shmaitzah Shir, Sunday night, Chatzayin Cheshvan. We're in the middle of Shmaitzah Dalet, Perikid Beis, Kasha on the Rambam, why he passes like Sufkas. Shmaitzah is going to answer that question. The Gemara asks, why don't you follow Morakama? So Tosfos says, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Picture what Tosfos Shom, Dilma Hochai no time in the Cholkin, even though there's a Cheskos Morakama, you want to talk to me about Chazakas? There's a Cheskos Mu'beres which says the Behema gave birth at the latest possible point in time. So it's a Chazak against the Chazakas. It makes sense. It should be Achloiku. Cheskos Morakam is saying it belongs to the Moicher against the Cheskos Mu'beres. It says it was born later and it belongs to the Lekeach. Even Stephen. So what does the Gemara want? What's the Gemara's, as my daughters would say, what's the Gemara's issue? What's the Gemara's issue? The Eshlomar, the Cheskos Morakama Chashiva Tfei, which is a pretty, you know, sosumdika statement. So we'll see. The Shmaitz is going to say what's in everybody's mind. What's its chashivas? And don't say, says the Shmaitz. Someone's going to say, ding, Cheskos Mammon is the strongest chazaka, and the Cheskos Morakama is a form of Cheskos Mammon. That's the famous Kutchus HaSveikas that we talked about the Sefer so much. That's how he starts off the Sefer with his Chakira. His Cheskos Morakama, a good old, regular, old-fashioned Chazaka de Meikara? Or is it a form of Cheskos Mammon? So here the Shmaitz is discussing that point. He's saying, don't tell me that Pshat and Tosis is, which many Achrenim say it is, that Cheskos Morakama is a form of Cheskos Mammon. And as Cheskos Mammon, it's the strongest Chazak. No, that's not the Pshat. Avogav the Cheskos Mammon Choshev Tzvei Nikol HaChazakas. And you'll want to tell me that that's the Pshat in Tosis. And you will be, in effect, saying that Cheskos Morakama is a Cheskos Mammon. He says, no, it can't be. The B'chol Duchto, Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Odif. Right? So why? And the Shemaitre wants to go into the kishkes of why is Cheskos Mammon a strong chazaka. He's just picking a test case to discuss it from that vantage point. Normally Ruba b'chazaka Ruba Adif, but Cheskos Mammon ain't Nochem Mammon Acha Rov. So you see that Cheskos Mammon is stronger than other chazakas. So what's its strength? The Shmaitz is now going into the kishkas of what is its strength. From the Cheskos Mammon shiny to Muchzuk Achshav B'Mammon, all other chazokas, which would mean chazokas Meikara, you wanna determine the present state based on the past. Okay, you learn it out from a pasuk. It's very wonderful, but Cheskos Mammon, you're determining a present state from the present state. He's holding on to the money. So that's why it's stronger than other chazakas. Now, right away, your brilliant minds are twirling and clicking, and you're going to say, well, then there's a no-brainer. Cheskos Morakama does not have the strength of a Cheskos Mammon, because it's the past determining the present. It's not the present determining the present.
Before that, holding the money,
yeah.
Really, we don't know whose money this is, but he's holding it, so we'll assume it's his
that. That is that. Wait. Very well put, and that's why it's called a chazaka. Because we really don't know. It's not a mavarer, right? It doesn't really tell us anything. That's why it's called chazaka. That it's a chazaka. It's just a chazaka.
Why is that better than Morakama?
Forget about the word better than Morakama. First, understand the first Shlava of Shmaitzah, where he explains why it's better than other chazakas. Meaning, chazaka to make karas. So, something which you use to paskin ois to determine halachically, legally, it's not a beer, but you're using it to determine halachically a present state based on what it was in the past, and you're saying lo nishtaneh is going to be weaker than a different type of chazaka, which is based on the present. I'm holding on to it, you can't take it away from me. So it's called a chazaka because there's no beer, and it's a much more available raya, and it's cheskas mom. The status quo is that I have it. But certainly the status quo that I have it is stronger than the cheskas, than the status quo that it was tame yesterday, or that the mikvah was chaser yesterday, etc., etc.
According to that,
Marakama is not going to be a better chazaka. So back to the drawing board, what does Tosfos mean? That Marakama wipes out the Cheskas Mu'baris. Yeah.
According to that logic, Chazaka Hasha should be very strong, no? Because it's the current.
I don't think so. Because you're not determining the current based on the current, because you know the current. You're determining the past based on the current. So again, you're shifting time zones. You're extrapolating. You're taking from the present and you want to extrapolate what it was in the past, and you don't know what it was in the past, so you're extrapolating. So again, you're extrapolating from one time frame to another time frame. That's going to be weaker than when you're in the same time frame and you're saying, this is the chazaka, the here and the now. So what is Pshat and Tosfos? Yimkein cheskes marakama deina muxakach shebemomen lo odif mishar chazakas. Chmosh yivur lakaman beperek chavdal and ayin sham. The Achronim have what to say about the Shmaitz's point, but we'll have to wait either for tomorrow or for when we resume the Shira. Meaning, it's not that simple to say that with that Svara, Cheskas Marakama can't be as strong as a Cheskas Mom. Because it might not be working like a Chazaka Demeikara. If it's a Chazaka Demeikara, then it's like a Chazaka Demeikara. It's not going to be stronger than a Chazaka Demeikara. But if it's a type of Cheskas Mom, that means by definition, seems to me, it's not a Chazaka Demeikara. That means it works differently. And I think it addresses the present even. But we'll leave that for another time. Meanwhile, the Shmaitz holds it for Akasha. V'yemkein cheskes marakama de'enu muchzak akshe b'mom aloyodim b'shor chazokas. V'yemkein v'lekama perk chomdal arayin shom. V'lechei nere. What does Tosfos mean? That. What does Tosfos mean that the Cheskas Marakama is stronger than the Cheskas Mu'baris? The Shmaita says a big chiddush. The Chaynir Lefi Mashomri Parakama Denida Gabi Mikva Shenim Dad Venim Tzachoser. Remember that good old Gemara Nida that Beis Amid Beis. Mikva Shenim Dad Venim Tzachoser Kalatayr Shenasu Al Gab of Tzmeus. Remember that? Cheskas Tomei Berei Chosel Afonecha. Shmaitz wants to be Mechadish, but that's the Pshat in Tosfos. It's a Tartel Areos situation. Tosfos doesn't mention it. Tosfos just says that the Cheskas Marakam is stronger than the Cheskas Mu'baris. The Shmaitz throws in another Chazaka. Says therefore you have a title of Ayusa. Vachanami kibin the cheskos muberes isra. Hare yoldo lefonecha. So you have the hashta yoldo. That's one half of the title of Ayusa. The chosel, hare yoldo lefonecha, the chosel lefonecha. The cheskos morakama loy isra. So you have the chazaka muberes was isra, because she gave birth. Hare yoldo lefonecha. The cheskos morakama is lo isra. Not.
It was a sale.
It was an Isra. It was Sofik. The Sofik was Neulad. It's not an Isra. Sofik is not Isra. Isra is Isra. No. If there wouldn't be a razor, we wouldn't even be clearing whose money it is. We're clearing and we're paskening with Murakama. we must declare it's Dror de Mamona. You can't hide your face in the sand. That's the mile of the Dror de Mamona. You can't hide your face and say there's no suffix. There is a suffix, an inherent suffix. It's Dror de Mamona. Kamas on Isra, but the Muberes, you know what Isra means? Cheskas Muberes, she was Yolda. That's an Isra. Cheskas Muberes on Isra. That's what Tosis means. Tremendous Kiddush. Brilliant. Interesting Kiddush. When Tosis says that the Cheskas Muberes trumps the Cheskas Muberes, he only means it as Tarte the Reyes, meaning Harayoldo Lefanecha and Becheskas Morakama. So those two things combine in tandem to overweigh and throw out Becheskas Muberes. Exactly what? Exactly. Now, as the Shemaitzer has you reeling, he comes with an uppercut. A Rambam, if you're smiling, it means you remember. If you're not smiling, it doesn't mean anything. It just means you're very able of people. A Rambam, if you remember the Pasuk HaBichavis, there was an example of the Chavis. In Bodek HaChavis, Lios Mafresh Alea Truma, on other wine, Vachak HaChlimtzos Chaymetz, HaVisofik. Right? 3 days back, 3 days from when it was put into the barrel, but the bulk of the time it's a suffix if the truth is good enough. Because of Shem B'Misr Mishnah, the Rambam Dochi L'Sugid Reish Nida to Choshev Vada, it's Vada Tevel Mikoyach Tartu L'Rei Yosef. Right, you have suffix, you have Tevel Cheskos Tevel, and you have Harei Choymetz L'Fonecha. So you have a Tartu L'Rei Yosef, so it should be Vada Tevel. It should be for sure no good. Rambam Paskins is a suffix. So why is that? So Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam Dochi L'Sugi D'Reish Nida D'Choshev Le'Vadei Mikoyach Tarte L'Rei Yosef V'Samach Al Sugi D'Amoich HaPeiris D'Mash V'Shom D'Einu Elo Sofek Ayin Shom V'Ayim Asher Kesavdi B'Shmai Tzugim O'Perek Alam V'Chiv N'Samach HaRambam Al Sugi D'Perek HaSfina I'm sorry, the Perek Amoich HaPeiris the tart to the rail so ain't all the suffake. It only gets things up to the madrega of suffake. Shmochi, beer is beautiful. Machlapor bachamor. Nami havalei suffake. Why? Neged cheskas morakama, deinu ela kamoshor chazokas. Ike cheskas muberes. Shmochi achloika, filo the rabbonon. If you're going to rabbonon, it's achloika. Now I'm only going to subchis. Because you don't have any counterweight to balance out. You have Cheskas Morakama against Cheskas Muberes, and Tartu L'Reilso can only bring it up to the Darg of a Suffolk, not to the Darg of a Vaday. So that's why the Rambam says Yachleiku. If that's your case, you end up with a Suffolk again. Tachsugi the Perek Hashoyim the Svila Cheskas Morakama Odis Mishum Tartu L'Reilso. That's his interpretation of why Cheskas Morakama is Odif, because of his interpretation of So the Rambam by Chavis that says the Sofek Tevel is the same Rambam that passes Yachloiku. By over here, the same yourself. That we follow Subchus. Okay. That Rabbanan Amode, because the title of Reyes does not create a Bada, it creates a Sofek. So what you have is a moment of the Sofek Kolken, even according to Rabbanan. He went with the Gemara Amoch HaPeiris.
It's like in
I doubt it. Maybe Eldon Svara, this is more correct.
But in that case, I don't remember Gimel Parak. I don't remember Shah Gimel Parak Aleph. There must have been a reason.
That's what the Rambam learned up the sugya here, then. That it's not a Vaday to Suffolk. The reason is would be partial. You don't have a chazaka, you don't have any beer. So that's the Teretz of the Rambam. The same Rambam that says it's Suffolk Tevel is the one that says it's a moment of the Suffolk Cholkin. Behold, because of a Rambam, the poor Buberesh and Nokha, when the Buberes is Mazik, a different poor. So you can get Yechatzi Nezik from the blood also. That's the point of it. Neged Cheskos Morakam. Okay, we have to stop here. We ran out of steam.